Hi, my name is Dante Gagné, and I'm a program manager on the Visual Studio team. In this video, I'm going to be giving you a taste of the Universal Windows platform, what it does, and how you can join the excitement. Now, the first question you probably got is, what is the Universal Windows platform? Well, that's a great place to start. The Universal Windows platform will be widely available with the release of Windows 10 later this year. It's the first time you can create a single app that can deploy to a wide range of devices. And I'm not just talking about Windows and Windows Phone here. I'm talking about the Surface Hub, the HoloLens, the Xbox One, and the new Internet of Things devices. Now, it should come as no surprise, Visual Studio is ready to help you as you take the jump into Universal Windows app development. Let's take a look at what Visual Studio 2015 and Blend have got in store. Now, I've got a fresh installation of Visual Studio 2015 here, and it's best to start at the beginning. Let's create a new project. Right off the bat, you want to know where the Universal Windows app templates are. Now, I'm a C# developer, so C# is already open for me, but the experience is pretty much the same whether you're C#, JScript, C++, or whatever you happen to like. Now, underneath Windows, you're going to see a Universal Windows node. With it selected, I can just choose my app template. I'll go ahead and create my project, and then I'm going to open mainpage.xaml, so I want to show you something on the design surface. Up here at the top left, you see a drop-down that lets me choose what kind of device I want to design for. At the moment, I'm designing for a 5-inch phone, but changing to a different device is as easy as opening this drop-down and choosing the device I want to work for. Now I've got a design surface for a 23-inch desktop. It's that easy to pick whatever design surface you want to design for whatever app you're currently working with. Now, I'm sure you don't want to sit here and watch me create an entire app from scratch, so I'm going to open a simple Universal Windows app that I've been working on. This is a simple app I created to allow me to just play songs in my library. I'm going to go ahead and deploy this to my local machine. And after a moment, my app comes up. You can see here that I've got the UI designed for a desktop, showing my artist list and playlist on the left, as well as tiles for each one of my songs. When I click the tile at the top left, it starts playing that song for me. Pretty simple, pretty basic. But one of the cool things about a Universal Windows app, I can deploy it to a different device just by changing the deployment target. In this case, I'll switch over to a phone. Now when I deploy, it's going to bring up the phone emulator for me and launch my app without any changes right to the phone. As you can see, I've gone ahead and changed the front page of my app to something that's a little bit friendlier for the phone. I've just got a simple songs and artist list, but I can click on my song, and this UI doesn't quite look as good as I'd like. That's because I haven't changed this UI to be something tailored more specifically for the phone. There's a second problem here. If I click on the back button, you'd expect me to go back to my song list, but you'll see that when I click the back button, it terminates the app altogether. Well, that's certainly not what I want if I was working with my phone. These are the problems that we're going to fix together. I'm going to stop debugging in Visual Studio. And for the first part, we're going to be doing some UI design. Now, I've been a big fan of Blend over the years, and I want to jump over to Blend to do my UI design. So I'm going to right-click on my project and choose Design in Blend. After a moment or two, Blend comes up for me, and I'm ready to start. Now, the page I want to work with is the Now Playing page, so let's open that up for starters. And here we are. Now there's two steps involved in fixing this. The first is I need to add some visual states. For that, I'm going to switch to my pure XAML view so you can see what I'm doing a little more easily. Up here at the top, I've got the code commented out. Let me uncomment that. And let's take a look at this code that I just added. Now, if you're familiar with the Visual State Manager, what this is doing is creating a visual state group named adaptive. The name is actually irrelevant. But the important part here are these adaptive triggers, like on this line. What an adaptive trigger does, this is a new universal Windows platform concept, that these triggers will automatically enable or disable themselves based on the state of your application. So in this case, I'm kind of doing a check to see what the window width is. If it's 1024 or higher, it'll go down to the wide state trigger and trigger that one. If it doesn't fall into that one, it checks the 720, and if it's between 720 and 1024, it'll enable the medium state. But in our case, when we're going to the phone, it's actually going to be less than 720, so I need to work with the narrow state, which is this one. Let me move back to Designer, and I'm going to bring up my states pane. Let me do a fit all on everything so I can see things a little more easily. I'm going to go to my states and select the narrow state visual state. What this is doing is telling Blend that any changes I make from here on out, I want applied to the narrow state visual state. So anything that happens is only going to change when the application detects that this is the state it wants to be in. Now it's as simple as modifying some properties. So I'm going to go ahead, expand this, choose my stack panel, and change my orientation. I'm going to modify a couple more properties just to get everything looking better. Like take my thumbnail, center it, and get rid of the margin. And do the same thing with the controls at the bottom. There. Now I've got a UI that's specifically designed for the phone. If you want to see, I'll go ahead and press play up at the top. Deploy this to my emulator. First page looks fine. Choose my song. And now we see that custom UI that I designed specifically for when I'm working on the phone. Great, that's the first of our two problems. Let's take a look at the second. I'm going to click my back button here, and I would expect this to go to my song list, but just like before, it terminates the app. Let's fix that issue now. I'll go ahead and stop debugging in Blend, switch back over to Visual Studio, and I'm going to bring up the now playing pages code behind. Now there's two steps here, and let's think a little bit about what's going on. First off, we want to hook up the back button, but we want to be able to deploy this to both the desktop as well as to the phone. Well, the desktop doesn't have a back button, so if I were to simply hook up the event handler to the back button, it's going to throw an exception if I try to deploy to the desktop. That's not going to work. Additionally, the Universal Windows platform is by default only showing me the APIs that work for any device that I want to work with. The back button is kind of unique to mobile devices, so it doesn't know where that particular code is. So the first thing I need to do is I need to add the mobile extension SDK. This is just adding a set of APIs into my project so that I can access mobile-specific APIs. This is easy enough to do. I'm just going to move over here to my references, right-click, add a reference, go to Universal Windows, choose Extensions, check the mobile extension SDK, and say OK. Now I have access to any of the APIs that refer to the mobile-specific code, but I need to go ahead and add the event handler. This is easy enough to do. I'm going to move down here, and yes, I'm cheating a little bit. I've already got the code in, but you don't really want to watch me type all that, do you? I'm going to uncomment that, and now we can take a look. This line here is the actual event handler. So what I'm doing is I'm hooking up an event handler to the hardware buttons back pressed event and call my hardware buttons back pressed. But I'm wrapping that in a call to the API information is type present method to make sure the hardware buttons actually exist. When this particular piece of code is executed on a desktop, the is type present returns false. I don't try to hook up an event handler to a control that doesn't exist, and everything works fine. When I try to run it on a mobile device, the is type present returns true, the backpressed event is hooked up, now I'm able to access that mobile specific bit of functionality. I'll go ahead and hit play up here. Deploy my app to the phone, go ahead and click on my song. And now click the back button on the phone, and sure enough, it does exactly what I want. By doing all of this, I've created a single app that I can deploy to either the desktop or to the phone. The same code works in both places, but I can have a tailored experience for whatever device I happen to be working with. The Universal Windows platform is the next generation of apps, and this is really only a taste of how Visual Studio has got you covered. We've got new debugging tools like PerfTips and the diagnostic tools. The new UI debugging tools for XAML help you diagnose your UI issues. Connected services, application insights for telemetry, integration with the Windows Store. The list goes on and on. I do hope I've given you enough to whet your appetite, and keep an eye out for more videos diving deeper into the Universal Windows platform, as well as the services that Visual Studio provides. If you want more details, you can head to visualstudio.com or windows.microsoft.com for the latest information. Thank you for your time, and from here, it's all up to you.